The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big, big week for Buffalo. This coming Sunday, the NFL Today pregame show is coming to Buffalo, and everyone's going to be lined up on the Bills-Chiefs game coming up. How big is it that the NFL Today is coming to Buffalo?
Oh, this is huge. To have Buffalo as the pregame show is just really good coverage for our destination. You know, they'll be cutting away to different shots of the city, of the destination, of Niagara Falls. And that's always great PR for our destination. And so to have that national audience is just always a great thing for Buffalo.
How do you and Visit Buffalo Niagara plan to use this platform to help boost Buffalo?
Well, you know, we unfortunately do not have the opportunity to help influence any of the cutaway shots. We always do some outreach, but they already have their own team out on the ground doing those shots days leading up to the game. You know, we will always supply them with a list of things, but they always do their research and come in with their thoughts already dialed in. But, you know, we'll use that opportunity to push out through social media channels to talk about the national coverage because it's just that great opportunity to have those nationwide eyes on our destination.
And Taylor Swift is going to be in Toronto for one of the weekends. How can Buffalo benefit from that?
That's probably the billion-dollar question, is if Taylor Swift will be in Buffalo at any point for the game. My guess is that she's so close and her boyfriend will be on the field at Highmark, and the likelihood of her being at the game is probably pretty high. Whether or not that has any impact, you know, that's probably immeasurable. You know, if Taylor's in Buffalo, that's great. My guess is she'll head right back to Toronto after the game.
How much of a financial impact could CBS's crew coming to Buffalo and Orchard Park mean for Western New York?
That's just something that we are not able to put a price tag on. You know, the national eyes, actually the worldwide eyes that could potentially be on the game and the pregame is pretty high. And so, you know, that's just something that's pretty invaluable, something that Visit Buffalo Niagara would never be able to purchase. But, you know, we're excited about what we have seen with the previous cutaways of the big games that we've had this year, you know, showing a lot more of our destination with the architecture of City Hall, the Martin House, even the convention center lit up at night has been very impressive. Obviously, they'll be doing cutaways to Niagara Falls, but we've also had lots of wing shots in the past, too. So it's always a great opportunity to tell that Buffalo story.
And what shots of Buffalo haven't been seen on CBS that you'd like to see?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's November. Anytime that we can have great shots of our waterfront with the activities happening with people out on our beaches or in their boats, that's always something that we hear a lot of people that say that they don't realize that Buffalo is a waterfront city. So that's always really nice to hear and a nice surprise. You know, it goes back to our overall food scene in Buffalo, the architecture that we have, and, you know, just showing off the city of good neighbors that we are, and, you know, that we have a great fan base that's very supportive of our team, and they will be out in full force around the pregame show, I'm sure.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.